Brett Favre allegedly sought $1.5 million for football facility from welfare agency. By Warner Todd Houston on September 26, 2022. Former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre is already under a microscope for the $5 million volleyball facility he allegedly sought via Mississippi Welfare Agency. But now, it is alleged he also sought $1.5 million from the same agency for an indoor football practice facility for the University of Southern Mississippi. It has been reported that Favre is allegedly part of a funding scandal for seeking cash from a Mississippi welfare agency through his contact with the state's former governor, Phil Bryant. The money was reportedly redirected from the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TANF, funds at the Mississippi Department of Human Services. According to federal rules, TANF funds are not supposed to be used for any construction project. Still, text messages between Favre and Governor Bryant show the two discussing the transfer of the funds for Favre's project. But the texts also reveal that Favre was working on getting an indoor football training facility built for an additional $1.5 million of TANF funding, according to Front Office Sports. The text messages show that Favre had an idea to build the training facility as a way to entice NFL great Deion Sanders' son to the University of Southern Mississippi. "I picked up Deion Sanders and his son, who is going to be a junior in high school and plays QB," Favre told Bryant in July 2019 text. "He has at least 30 offers thus far, including us. Deion and I have been great friends since 91 and have great respect for each other. As I suspected, Deion's son asked where the indoor facility was. And I said, we don't have one, but we are hoping to break ground in less than 2 years. I know we have the volleyball center to complete first, and I'm asking a lot," Favre concluded. Sanders' son, Shador, eventually chose to go to Jackson State, not the University of Southern Mississippi. The texts were submitted to the court in a filing by the ex-gov. As part of a lawsuit filed by the Mississippi Department of Human Services, DHS, against two nonprofits and other individuals, including Favre. Neither Bryant nor Favre is indicted for the funding scandal, nor have they been charged with any wrongdoing. The FBI has also questioned Favre over an additional $1.1 million he received in speaking fees. However, the famed Packers QB never gave the speeches and was ordered by Mississippi's state auditor to repay the money with interest. Favre did pay back the $1.1 million but has not paid the $228,000 in interest, according to reports. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.